From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. For the first time this year, economic recovery has actually slowed across several U.S. regions. A Federal Reserve survey points to a slowdown in four of its 12 bank regions in April and May compared with the start of 2011. Part of the reason, consumer spending less and pricier gas. A big win for store owners today. The Senate voted 54-45 to allow the Fed to limit the fees merchants have to pay banks each time a customer swipes a debit card. David French of the National Retail Federation says debit and credit card fees benefit bankers at the expense of consumers.
The average American family pays an extra $427 a year because of swipe fees, regardless of whether they shop with a debit card or with cash or with a check. It's embedded in the cost of everything they purchase.
The Fed wants to cap fees at 12 cents per transaction compared with the current average of 44 cents. It takes effect next month. Banks warn they will have to raise other fees. Thousands of people in eastern Arizona are evacuating, and residents in neighboring Luna, New Mexico are preparing to do the same with a more than 600 square mile wildfire raging on the border. It's still reported to be burning out of control. Fire Information Officer Jim Whittington says no one can say for sure if any part of that wall ablaze is contained.
We want to be really, really certain, very high confidence, that nothing is going to challenge that line. And there aren't very many places on this fire right now, given the weather we're having and given the fire behavior we're seeing, where we can say that with any confidence.
The fire has destroyed several structures, but no official word yet on serious injuries. Prosecution's closing arguments are underway in Chicago in the federal corruption retrial of former Illinois Governor Rob Blagojevich. NPR's David Schaefer reports a prosecution was expected to start shortly.
The former Democratic governor is charged with 20 counts, including fraud, attempted extortion, and conspiracy to commit bribery. Prosecutors allege Blagojevich tried to shake down executives for huge campaign contributions and that he tried to sell or trade the U.S. Senate seat vacated by President Obama for a top job or campaign cash. Blagojevich's first trial last summer ended with him convicted of only lying to the FBI and a hung jury on the rest of the charges. So this time around, prosecutors simplified their case, and in their closing arguments, they're expected to go through each charge one by one and try to show the jury how the evidence they've presented proves Blagojevich committed each of those crimes. Blagojevich's defense team will argue the former governor's innocence once the prosecution finishes. David Schaefer, NPR News, Chicago.
Before the close on Wall Street, the Dow was down more than 20 points at 12,048. NASDAQ had lost 26 points, or nearly 1%. It's at 2,675. From Washington, this is NPR News. NASA's Inspector General is out with a report saying the space agency's upcoming Mars mission faces significant hurdles that jeopardize its launch planned for this November. NPR's Joe Palco reports the mission is already running 2 years behind schedule.
The mission is called Curiosity. It's a six-wheeled rover, but bigger than the one currently on Mars. It was supposed to launch in 2009, but late delivery of some key pieces of hardware forced a postponement. The delay was expensive. The cost of the mission has grown from $1.6 to $2.5 billion. The Inspector General's report suggests that even that amount may not be adequate. In addition, the report warns that there are still numerous unresolved technical problems involving both rover hardware and software, and time to resolve them before launch is dwindling. In a teleconference responding to the report, the mission manager said he was confident that there was time and money enough to launch the mission on time. Joe Palca, NPR News.
The National Weather Service says some satellites and power grids on Earth may be slightly affected by a solar flare from the sun. NASA says its cameras have captured snapshots of a flare in large cloud that appeared to span nearly half the surface of the sun. A news release states solar energy from the event was likely to deliver, quote, a glancing blow to this planet's magnetic field today or tomorrow, but no lasting damage expected. The public's getting a first-time glimpse of the torch that will symbolize the 2012 London Olympics. The golden aluminum tube was unveiled today. It bears a mesh containing 8,000 holes. It represents the number of runners who will carry the torch over 70 days across Britain. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.